David Greenberger, anyone who's got Duplex Planet has been waiting 10 years now for a follow-up. It's never come. Basically, he used to work in an old people's home, David Greenberger, and it was called Duplex. It was a Duplex. What he did, he went there and he tried to start a magazine. He thought, come on, you're sitting around vegetating. So he started this little magazine, trying to get them all going. And they never used to read it. So he thought, maybe it's because they're not involved. So he got a tape recorder and went round all the old folks in the old folks' home in upstate New York and started asking them questions. But he realised their answers were... his questions may have been patronising, but their answers were straight out of left field because sometimes they misheard him. So he started making his questions weirder and odder, and they never flinched once. All the people in the old folks, whatever he asked them, they never flinched and would always answer it in a straight line. And we'll give you some of that this morning. It is one of the greatest books published in the last 50 years, Duplex Planet. Questions like, what do you do for a cold, which is fine, but it's the answers he gets back. What can you tell me about the behaviour of fish?
Is this where Chris Morris got his?
No, I think this is just coincidental, because this would have been before I was here, after I was here, last time we were at GLR. But they're not baffled and confused, as Chris likes to do. These are straight questions, but the answers are the things that baffle. It's almost Chris Morris in reverse, because the answers are even better. How did you meet your wife? What do we know about Frankenstein? What do we know about dinosaurs? For instance, what do we know? Alice.
Yeah.
There's lots of answers to every single question, but... yeah, look, just for instance, these are dead straight answers, but there's the one there, look, what do we know about dinosaurs, right?
Fergie's response.
So it says, what do you know about dinosaurs, right? And so then you get to know all the people as you go. So he says, what do you know about dinosaurs, and what does Fergie answer?
Fergie says, why? What's the matter with them? There's nothing wrong with them. If you treat them right, they'll treat you right. You treat them wrong, they'll treat you wrong.
There you go. That's what you know about dinosaurs. What are some of the other answers there? Go to the next one.
How big were dinosaurs? They're as big as an elephant. They don't bother you unless you bother them. You're in trouble, but if you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone.
See, the common thread running through.
Same kind of thread.
Yeah. The Frankenstein one, I believe you've got your dad in around, is it?
Where's that then?
Well, just carry on down to the next one anyway.
Dinosaurs have very small brains, says the questioner. And Fergie says, but they're very effective. In what way? If they want to be mean, they can be. If they want to be sweet, they can be. It all depends on how you treat them. If you treat them kindly, they'll treat you.
If they want to be sweet, they can be. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to stop. I was going to play records for the first half an hour, but it's good to be back doing it again. We're coming to you in a second, Jim. Anyone else who wants to ring up about everything else, we'll do that in the meantime. I'll start throwing categories out in a minute. We've got virtually a full house.
We have the Frankenstein page if you need it.
Go on, what is it?
Who is Frankenstein is the question. Answer from a guy called Ed Rogers. He was a monster, that's what it is, a monster. He was like a mummy. That was Boris Karloff. He was the actor that played that in the movies.
That's right. Give us it here, because one answer I want you to definitely read, but just before we move on. The question to the good people is, who is Frankenstein? So hang on, what's the one I want? One minute. There's a good one in passing. Frankenstein, they said he was some kind of gorilla that run around loose, robbing and attacking. you mean the one that went, hang on, robbing and attacking.